Are you sick of hearing you don't have enough experience to get work? Visit iPath.com to get the first part of our auto damage certification for free. Hello and welcome to the Independent Adjuster Podcast by iPath. My name is Chris Stanley, and we're here to help you figure out how to get work in this industry and ultimately how to claim your life. All right, guys, I'm back with Mark Passmore. Mark Passmore is my father-in-law and mentor, longtime body shop technician, painter, estimator, body shop owner, manager, and for the past 15 years turned IA. And so I brought him back on today because we talked a little bit last episode about kind of why being a body shop estimator might be a good idea for you. But a lot of people are going to have the question that I'm about to ask Mark, which is, what does a body shop estimator actually get paid? What kind of income can someone expect if they're coming in as a body shop estimator? So, Mark, in general, big picture, I mean, I know these numbers are all over the place in every career. You can make 20 as an IA or you can make 200,000 depending who you are and how well you do. But for a body shop estimator, on average, what are you kind of expecting someone who's a little seasoned, you know, been in it a few years at a shop, what are they going to be making?
Once you're in it a couple of years, you could make 70, probably 65, 70 easy enough without a problem if you're in the right shop, which naturally, like you said, it's all the shop and the shop size and the shop structure and all that. But yeah, 70s is not unheard of in 2 years. And that's consistent with
benefits. Yeah, so what up? Oh, that's with benefits. Okay. That was my next question. So that includes benefits as well. And when I'm looking on Google right now, getting ready for the show, what I'm showing is just that. It's showing an average salary for someone, at least in Florida, is about $70,000 for a body shop estimator based on the jobs that are posted and the responses people have to, you know, what they actually get paid. So, but starting out, it's saying it's a little bit different story. So if someone's brand new, they come in, whether they take iPath training, they take iCar, whatever the case is, they get the position as a body shop estimator, but they're brand spanking new. What is someone going to make as an entry level estimator?
Well, you mean it could be lower. It could be 40, 45,000. But a lot of that has to do with when you're doing that interview. You mean your confidence, what you display to them that you know. That's a negotiated number. So, you mean it's totally up to you and how you present yourself or where you're going to start in that scale. So you mean it's just confidence and learning as much as you can and applying it in your interview.
And what you're saying by that is like applying your knowledge of auto damage, of estimating, of, you know, if you come in there saying, I've never really written an estimate before, but I know how to do it. That's not going to do as well if you're like, no, I absolutely can write you an estimate. And I'm still going to be willing to learn new things because I've never worked at a shop before. But yeah, you give me a car, I'll write you an estimate.
Yes, that would
get you way farther.
Yes, that would be 100% what they would be looking for. As I mean, I've hired many estimators, and that would be the response that I would be looking for from it's an interview for sure that I was bringing somebody in that had never worked in a shop. That is spot on.
When John Bachman and I did the interviews with a dozen hiring managers and recruiters of major insurance carriers, I mean, one of the biggest things they said about salary and about whether they hired somebody or not was just the confidence and that came across because they felt like anything could be taught. But if somebody doesn't have the right presence or the presence of mind, there, it's way harder. It's the intangible. The tangibles are easy enough to say, you know what, this is how you, you know, submit this through CCC1. Okay. This is how we get it tore down beforehand if you need it tore down. This is the process. But the wherewithal and confidence to say, no, I can write an estimate and not being timid about it, you know, was the same thing on the carrier side. Like, we want people who feel like they can perform and are willing to learn. That was like the two big things they wanted.
Yep. And it's what you mean, because everybody has their own processes. And you mean, just like what we teach at IA Path, we teach a foundation. And, you know, mm-hmm. you've got to remember that you've got that foundation when you go to work someplace else, or when you interview for that job, you've got to be willing to bend and adapt to their guidelines and their rules and how mm-hmm. it's done there. So you can't be rigid. You got to be a sponge and go ahead and open up to that and be open to what they want you to do. But yes, that initial interview and showing that confidence and saying, yes, I can write you an estimate. And then you go ahead and lead into that, you know, I will need to, I mean, I haven't worked in a shop, but, you know, I've wrote a bunch of estimates. I can write an estimate. And I mean, I just willing to learn your practices and how you do things for sure.
Now, I assume as anybody hiring somebody, one of the things they're looking for basing salary on is this person going to bail on me in 2 months, or are they going to be here for a while? You know, can I keep them interested in this job with the salary that I can maintain? So is that something that when you're hiring, you look for, like, is this guy just looking for a pit stop, like a 2 month job? Is that something that enters into the hiring manager's mind?
Absolutely. And a lot of that is responses that you mean to questions that they ask you. And you mean they well, most times they won't ask that direct question, but they're just going to lead into that, and your responses and your reactions is going to tell him that answer or her that answer. So you mean you do have to be careful with that. And you mean you got to know in your own head going into it that it's not a pit stop. And if you don't know in your own head, they're going to see right through that, because these people that you're interviewing with have interviewed a lot of people, and they're going to be able to see that in not just your voice, but in your body language. So be confident that that's where you want to be and that's what you want to do before you go into the interview.
You know, it's not a job, even though it is a job. It's a career path. Being an estimator, being an auto damage appraiser as an independent, being a catastrophic adjuster, independent catastrophic adjuster. Those are career paths. And yes, I have shifted in my career. You have shifted in your career from being a daily auto damage appraiser to being a catastrophic independent adjuster. But that was years at a time. It was not like 2, 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. It was like years at a time, and the skills stack on top of each other. So I feel like if someone's looking to become a body shop estimator, you got to be willing in any career path to at least give it 3 years. Because if you're not willing to give something 3 years, you're not going to really know if you're good at it or even if you really enjoy it. Because I know for me, every time I've started a business or done a career, it wasn't until about 3 years that I felt like, oh, I really know how to write hail now. Finally, 3 years later, I feel confident in what I'm doing and I know what I like and I don't like about it. You know, it takes that long to really get your head wrapped around the industry that you're in. So I feel like someone needs to give about that long. Would you say that's true about shops? Because I've never worked at a shop.
Yes. And the thing is, it's going to take that long, but you're going to know out of the gate that, you mean, how much you love it. And that, you mean, it's, like I said, it's a different feeling about a shop. And it's just, I think that, you mean, coming from IA Path, you're going to know the freedom of an independent adjuster possibly, and then being at a shop. But the security of that shop is what's going to keep you there, and knowing that that's there. And I mean, later in your life, 3 years, 4 years down the road, who knows? I mean, things might change and you might switch back over to being an independent. But you just got to make sure that going into it, that this is what you want to do, and make sure that you're going to stick with that for a time frame to get through it and really learn it and get it down.
Well, let's talk about this. We said, you know, you're going to start at 45 to 55, basically is entry level if you're brand new. And depending on how your confidence is the scale of where you might fall in negotiation. And, you know, 70 is the average. What is kind of the max that you've seen for, like, you know, the top rate estimators? What are they able to get up to?
You can make $125,000, six figures as a body shop estimator if you get in the right shop. Again, I mean, it's the and doing that, you are going to have a lot on your plate. You mean, if you're making six figures, you are going to have a lot on your plate. And most of those shops in those salary ranges, you are salary plus commission. So what that means and how that structure works is you will get, say, a base salary of $60,000, $50,000, and then you will be in charge of that vehicle through the shop. So you'll take that vehicle in from the customer, check it in. You will assign that vehicle to a body man, and then if that body man will tear that vehicle down and start repairing it. You're in charge of contacting, stay in contact with that vehicle owner. You're in charge of making sure that there's no supplements. And it's pretty much you're an estimator and you're a production manager, and you're following it to the shop and giving a customer updates, whether how they want them, if it's either through the internet or over the phone or whatever. And then you follow it all the way through detail and you deliver that vehicle back to that customer. And then you make a percentage off of that car of whatever it is, gross sales or whatever. But yes, that would be the commission side of it.
So like my independent brain is going, okay, so I'm making a salary, but there is some levers if the shop does a salary plus commission. Not all shops do. We'll talk about that here in a second. But that there are some levers I control. I can dictate whether I make more or less, because that's a lot of the reasons why I find people come to being an IA. Yeah, they want freedom. They want, you know, flexibility and schedule. But a lot of people just say, I want to get rid of the cap of where I'm at. And like, I don't want to be locked into a salary. I want to feel like if I perform good, I can make more money. You're saying it's that way at a shop if you're at a salary plus commission position.
Yes, it is. Yep. And it could be commission off that vehicle. It could be commission off of the gross sales or net sale that the shop did for the month. But yes, there's no, I mean, if you're in a salary plus commission, there's not a cap there. It's, I mean, whatever, how much you're willing to put in it or how well the shop does, or you mean if your body man or painter's out sick or whatever, you mean that will affect you a little, but you mean, yes, there's a lot of earning potential as a body shop estimator, and you're not stuck at a $70,000 job.
Gotcha. So there is upward potential. Now, I know that not all shops do salary plus commission. There are a few different structures that I have seen as I'm looking through jobs and positions that are available. What have you seen? What are the different common structures of ways that estimators are paid?
Well, old tried and true. You mean it could be by the hour, or it could be just a straight salary. So you mean it's usually just those three options usually that I've encountered. You mean just hourly, or just straight salary, or salary plus commission. And you mean it naturally, all that is negotiable. Go into it and being confident and enough in an interview and negotiating that salary or that pay structure will also show the interviewer a lot as well. I mean, it shows confidence.
That's awesome. Okay. So that's how a body shop estimator is paid. We got salary, we got hourly, and then you got salary plus commission. So those are the three main ways we're paid. A little bit different than what we get as IAs, where it's per piece. But I would imagine, just thinking through this, that same with being an IA, if you are only working for an IA firm that doesn't have claims, you're not going to make as much because they don't have the volume to give you. You can't make your commission or your split in the fee schedule. So at a shop, if you're at an underperforming shop, then you're kind of held down by that fact and you don't have a lot of control over how much work comes in. Do you as an estimator?
Well, not really. I mean, you got some control as far as, because at that point, a lot of times you will write, I mean, it depends on the size of the shop. You might write all the estimates if you're the only estimator, or if you're at a larger shop, you might have to write, say, just a few insurance companies that they're direct repairs. But just because that car shows up at that shop doesn't mean that they're going to get it repaired there. So you're in charge of selling the shop to that customer to set that appointment. So yes, you are in control and you can affect the bottom line of what that shop takes in the front door, because you are a salesman at the very beginning when you're writing that initial drive-in estimate. Yes.
So whereas an IA is doing daily claims, they're going to write the estimate, send it off, kind of whatever. is one way that we kind of work. Another is, you know, you go on a cat line for a PDR company like PDR Links or Nextera, whoever, and they're like, hey, tell them that they could schedule at this shop to get the car fixed. And you're kind of a salesman that way. It's the same kind of deal here. Like, hey, you're trying to get them to not only get this estimate from you. So that's really your job. It sounds like when you have an estimate to write, not a repair to write, is to get that customer to book if it's a repairable vehicle. Is that, that's what I'm hearing?
That is 100% the truth. Yep. Because like I said, if it's a direct repair shop at that point, I mean, they've already chose to, they picked you out of options to go to get an estimate, but they are not always set on, hey, I'm going to get my car repaired here, because they don't have to. So yes, it's up to you to seal that deal with them and be the face of the shop and sell the shop to get them to make that appointment.
And am I wrong in the assumption that a body shop manager, owner, if they have an estimator who is a good salesperson, is more valuable than someone who does not, because they're bringing work in? So is that something they're looking at in the interview process, is can this person be personable enough, you know, confident enough to land these jobs?
100%. You've got to be confident and you've got to be personable. And I mean, you've got to be likable. You can't go in there and just, I mean, have a chip on your shoulder and be grumpy, which doesn't get you very far at any job, but it will definitely make a bigger difference when you're dealing with the public and you are the face of that shop to bring these vehicles in the front door. Yes, absolutely.
And I'm just going to triple check. And you've seen estimators who are good at selling and then estimators that are not good at selling, and the outcome of their overall income is very different.
Oh, no doubt. Absolutely. And it will make a difference on, I mean, if your salary plus commission, it will make a difference on if your salary or hourly, because like I said, that is going to affect you across the board, because a lot of times you're the second face that customer sees at that shop. Usually the first face will be the receptionist up front, and then that receptionist is going to call you and you're going to go out there and you are the one. They feel that you are the shop when they are talking to you. So you mean you've got to represent or it's not going to work out.
So then at the end of the year, the end of the quarter, when you tally up your numbers and you know how many sales you brought in, you know, that's a matter that you can use in negotiating your next salary increase or whether you want salary, you know, is that a way that you can leverage with your uppers to say, look, I know I landed this much and I know Sue the Q did not. I think I deserve a raise, or I want salary plus commission because I'm good at this.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you get into a shop that is an hourly shop as far as you mean to get your foot in the door. And that's a great place to start. I mean, you can still use these same concepts and to either get a better pay your salary there or look for a different body shop in your area and use that one for, you mean, your experience and move on to something else that you mean is going to pay better. So, you mean, just give the industry, body shop industry, a chance. It doesn't have to be the whole 3 years at one shop. You mean,
right.
Move to what is going to benefit you and you're comfortable with and happy being there. Because if you're not happy being there, you're not going to
perform.
Nope.
No, and it's just like being an IA. If you're not working well with one IA firm because you don't get along with the recruiters or the QC guys just driving you bananas, that doesn't mean the whole industry is like that. It doesn't, because each IA firm has its own characteristics and differences. So a shop has its own. But yeah, what we're saying is, if you're going to jump in this industry, try to give it 3 years before you say this industry is not right for me.
Right.
Because you really don't know if working at a shop is whether you enjoy it, whether it's that shop or whether it's being a body shop estimator, period, you don't truly enjoy. So that's awesome. I love the fact I never really thought too much about the idea that estimators help drive the revenue of the shop, that they are the salespeople in a lot of ways. To the closers, right? The leads come in from the insurance company, from the phone, but the estimator is truly the closer that can make a big difference in the shop. So that's really cool. I think that puts a different perspective than I ever really thought about it, and that someone can come in there and make a big difference and feel like, no, I'm having a big impact, even though I'm still an employee. That no, you're driving this bus along with the rest of the team. So I like that. Awesome. Anything you want to add before we wrap up?
No, big thing about Advantage Shop Estimators is, it's a nationwide job pool. You can go anywhere in the country. There's always a body shop hiring any place that you land. There's always work. And there's just such a small pool of body shop estimators to pull from four body shops, just because there's nobody teaching it. So, it's a great, great opportunity. It's a great, great career path.
When I looked up the number of body shops there were, I was floored. I couldn't believe it. Right. And depending on which Google article you click on, it's 50 to 100,000. So let's go to the low end. It's 60,000 shops. All of those have at least one estimator, and most of them would need another one or wish they could replace the one they had or need two because they're not happy. Like you said, it's a small pool. And so all the people who might be listening to this, if you're like, man, I really do want to move eventually. I'm in Dallas, or I want to move over here. I want to move over there. And as an IA, maybe the opportunities are not where you're at because it's competitive, because there's just not enough claim volume to support you. That skill set you have can be, like Mark said, transferred anywhere in the country with a shop. You could say, I want to move here because my mom's sick. It's in Nashville, and I don't think I can make an IA thing work there for whatever reason, or I don't want to even try. I just need a job to know I can take care of my mom and visit her daily, or whatever the case is for you. That can happen with a shop because there is always a presence there. And there, you can look in any area, look up body shop estimate positions, wherever it is you're looking to move. Guarantee within 40 miles, really close, there is a shop that is looking for somebody right now. So Mark, thanks for being here. I look forward to more conversations about this. And guys, if you have questions about transferring or transitioning from being an IA, being an independent adjuster or an independent appraiser to being a body shop estimator, or if you haven't even gotten started, feel free to give us a call and talk to one of our auto career mentors. You can give us a call at 844-4iPath or head to iPath.com. We have the independent adjuster path to get you started on that road if you want to be an IA and start your own business. And we have the body shop estimator path now, which will help you learn the same skill sets, but then offers placement at shops where we help set up interviews for you. And if this is a career you're interested in, we'd love to talk with you and help you decide for sure that this is the right path you want to go down. Mark, thanks for being here.
Yep. Thanks again.
Are you dreaming of a career in auto damage, but find yourself not meeting the experience requirements? You can try the first part of our 7-part auto damage certification for free. This allows you to dive deep into auto damage training with no strings attached. And if you love it, you can continue on and purchase the full program. With this certification, you gain not just in-depth knowledge and skills, but also an all-access pass to our exclusive community, a full year of mentorship, and yes, get the 2 to 5 year experience requirement waived with over 40 firms. Your future in auto damage begins today. Visit iPath.com to start your free trial and discover where iPath can take you. iPath, claim your life.